to order. It's 6:03 p.m. First item of business is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. One nation under God.
Okay, our roll call. We do have a quorum. We have Ray Bowers and Jason Miller with us, and I'm Paul Denise. There's also a few other individuals. There's Ryan McAvoy, our engineer. And I guess we have some observers and someone with regard to the application for O'Sullivan's Island. Additions, deletions, corrections to the agenda. Well, it's a special meeting. We really can't add any new agenda items. I'm not aware of any corrections that we have to make. So with that, I guess the first item of the agenda is the application of Sullivan's Island Observation Platform. And this is really just a receipt of the application at this point. But I guess we are going to have a minor presentation or overview of it. Is that correct, Ryan?
Yes, we've asked the applicant's representative to appear to give the commission a brief overview and discuss the application timeline and the agency's desire moving forward in terms of whether or not a public hearing is warranted or not. Mr. Chairman, was there a public portion of the meeting as well on the agenda?
Let's see here. It's listed after the applications.
Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe before we get to the application, I don't know if you want to. Well, I guess we can't move it because of the special meeting. So perhaps we should just proceed with the application.
Okay. Well, let's get an overview of the application.
Okay, so I'm Ricardo Rodriguez. I'm with the Naugatuck Valley Council of Governments. We were awarded a grant a couple of years ago to build this pier. The actual plans and permitting, I am going to present Darren with HRP. He will be able to give you a brief overview of the actual permit. Darren?
Darren, I think you're on mute.
Here we go. Guys, hear me now?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Ricardo. My name is Darren Lemire. I'm with HRP Associates. We're doing the permitting for the project, and we're also doing the civil engineering. But yeah, basically this project is a construction of a fishing platform located on Old Sullivan's Avenue. Old Sullivan's Island, I mean. There's going to be a short walkway, paved area, like about 50 feet long, and then it goes to the fishing platform, which there's about a 30-foot wooden walkway up, and then the actual platform is about 16 feet by 80 feet, located on the east bank of the Housatonic River. It's kind of minimal in terms of site work. We're keeping all the existing grades out there, partially due to it's located in the FEMA floodplain and floodway. So we have to show Connecticut Deep, which we also are submitting an application to, that there's no water surface increase for under flooding conditions. And then we prepare a wetlands report. You should have that in the application package. And we originally went out there in 2016 and did an investigation, and then again in 2019, because the project was on hold for a while. And you'll see in the wetlands report, it was done by James McManus, that they didn't find any wetlands on the site. no evidence of hydric soils, no poorly or very poorly drained soils on site. And then in the application package, we provided, you'll see that it has extensive drawing sheet list. So we do have the survey plan, the existing conditions plan, you know, site layout, and soil erosion, sediment control. There we're using silt fence along the area where we're excavating for the walk. And then we'll come back and restore the areas. They're kind of, it's kind of all worn out, you know, it's hard pan. So we would restore turf in that area. But that's, and I guess the only other thing I'll say is, yeah, we submitted for PNZ, and then we have not only DEEP, but we have Army Corps permitting that we still have to do.
Okay, does anybody have any questions? The engineering must be really be something to stabilize that within the in that water there. It really flows hard.
Yeah, we do have a structural engineer prepared the pile design. So it'll be wooden piles. And there's around 30, 40 piles, like 8 feet apart on spacing. And the platform itself is all pressure treated wood. But there's, you know, openings to allow the water to flow through.
I mean, I'm involved with a similar structure on the upper Housatonic, and the engineering is really difficult. But I know that there's a host of people down there that do fish off of that shoreline. I'm sure it'll be used. You know, at this point, we accepted the application. I don't know, how do the members feel if they think there a public hearing is needed, or?
I would offer remind commission members of how a public hearing might be considered by the agency. One is out of public interest. A second way would be if you determine the activity to be a significant impact on wetlands or watercourses, which would automatically trigger a public hearing, along with the requirement of prudent feasible alternatives. If you believe the application is de minimis or of a minor nature, then you can continue to review the application absent a public hearing. So just keep those in mind as you think about that. But if you do are leaning towards having a public hearing for this application for any reason, it would be better to go to that direction for the next meeting. And then theoretically the application can be heard, the public hearing can be heard, closed and acted on if you so chose, or you can continue to deliberate that to the next meeting, but it would kick everything down a month.
What's the time frame in terms of construction and going forward with this?
Well, we would have to get all the permits done. We're submitting to Connecticut DEEP this week. That's a structures, dredging, and fill permit, which there's usually a couple month lead time with that. But I mean, I don't know if Ricardo wants to say anything, but I mean, I think we were talking 2021 for get our permits and start construction at some point in 2021.
That's correct, Aaron. We're anticipating probably most likely towards the end of 2021, beginning of 2022, the latest.
Will there have to be a public hearing for planning and zoning?
No.
As well as wetlands?
Planning and zoning would be able to hear this without need for a public hearing. They could elect to have one, but I don't think that they would.
Okay. And Ryan, what is the impact on inland wetlands?
Well, essentially what you're looking at They've stated in their application that there are no wetland soils present. So what you're looking at is essentially impact in the water course. So it's the piles, essentially. Right. Okay. And that's basically it. The structure above the normal high water line, the actual physical platform itself, is outside the normal water course limits per your regulations. So you're looking at the piles. Planning and zoning would be looking at the platform more, because that's above the, it's within the floodplain, but above the normal high water line. So there's a little bit of cross jurisdiction here, but generally speaking, you're looking at the piles.
I don't feel the need for a public hearing. I don't know how the other members feel.
I'm with you. I agree.
Ray, you're muted.
Yeah, we're still not hearing you, Ray.
How about this? Ray, do you think a public hearing is warranted? Shake your head yes or no if you think.
Okay.
Let the record show that Ray nodded his head in the negative, that he does not feel a public hearing is warranted here.
Okay.
So I guess with that, Mr. Chairman, I could look at it from a wetland perspective, review it for the commission's purposes. But I suppose this is the type of property where, you know, the members can go out individually and take a look. It's pretty obvious from the plans where this is going to go. I don't know if you need anything marked out in the field. It's about, looks like, how far is it down from the underpass, Ricardo?
Darren, is it?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can. Do I share? I mean, it's.
There's a.
Off the south, I guess, southwest corner of the parking lot. It kind of extends down, but
there is a fire hydrant sitting in the middle of the lawn.
Right.
If you walk right from the fire hydrant to the edge of the water, that's roughly where this is going to be located.
And there's a couple garbage tubes for fishing line located in close proximity to where that's going to be.
And there's some really large trees just to, I guess, just downstream. Clump of trees.
So okay, I suppose members can, unless you disagree, Paul, can go on there on their own.
Yeah.
The course for next month.
Sure.
Next month. Okay.
It's a great area to just go down, park your car, get on the river walk. It's a great resource. And the park's used quite a bit. A lot of people go down there for lunch, walk their dogs. It's really quite nice. All right, with that, we'll schedule you for the next meeting. And there is a 15-day appeal period if somebody submits a petition. But, you know, the board feels that a public hearing isn't warranted in terms of what we just looked at. All set? Okay, we'll get to the next item on the agenda. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the bond release request submitted by Brian Baker of Civil One Engineering, and that concerned the replacement of a culvert at 500 New Haven Avenue. $10,000 was posted for this project. I think, Ryan, you made an inspection?
Yeah, we actually inspected the site a couple different times during construction because of the critical nature of where this was being done right along a water course. So we've made a few different site visits along during the duration of construction. It was done expeditiously, professionally. I just wanted to give credit to the owner, to his construction team, and to their designer for the professional nature in which this was taken on. So I believe that they are complete. The site's stabilized. The culvert is in. The roadway has been reconstructed. All utilities have been restored. So I see no reason why the agency can't make a motion to release the remaining bond.
Okay, do any of the members have any questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the bond release.
Approved.
Jason was first, and Ray, shake your head. Is that a second? Okay.
Will the record show that's a second by Mr. Bowers?
Okay, all those in favor, please raise your hand. Say aye. Aye. All right.
Aye.
And that was approved?
Approved unanimously.
Okay, let's see here. I don't think we received any minutes as yet. I know Mike was.
We're trying. We're short of people taking minutes. A bunch of people stopped doing it, so we're trying to reorganize a better system for that. So we have some new staff members and some staff members who are in transition. So we're gonna try to get this gauge if there are new people to get them trained and interested in this, because with these new executive orders, it's a much more intense responsibility, let's put it that way. So we'll okay, get Mark. On it.
Thank you.
And Mark, are all the, because there might be three or four meetings where we don't have meeting minutes, but are all these meetings still recorded and would somebody be able to review them?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. I think it was just the last one or two that we didn't have.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, we haven't met in 3 months, and before that, probably a couple months prior too. So.
But, yeah. The ones from previous, I have to check it. It's a lot of catch up since the election, so we're going to take them off the list.
Okay.
And the next item on the agenda is the payment of bills. I know in our attachments, we had, I believe, three invoices from Malone and McBroom. The first invoice was for $1,157.50. And that's invoice number 98827. We also had invoice 98828. And that invoice is for $516.25. That was for Homestead Avenue. And then finally, we have invoice number 70138. That was for miscellaneous technical support. And that was for $2,295. Are there any questions of Ryan?
Hold on. I think one of those.
I see the 2,000. That was for all three. Is that correct?
I believe the last invoice was for $240, not 2,000.
Okay.
And that's invoice.
That's a total. Oh, I see. The total was $2,295 for all three invoices, right?
Yeah, if we could review them individually rather than as all three, it'd be more straightforward for.
Okay.
For the finance department.
Okay. Yeah, the third invoice is kind of, I'm going to have to take a look at that. Okay, so the first invoice is 98827, and that's for $1,157.50.
Yep.
Is that correct, Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve?
Approve.
Is there a second? Okay, Ray, that's a second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And the second invoice is number 98828. And that's for $516.25. It's for the property at the review of 10 Homestead Avenue. Are there any questions on that? Okay, if not, I'll hear a motion to approve.
Approve.
Jason first. That's second from you, right? Okay, second. All those in favor? Aye. Okay. Okay, we're at the third invoice. Ryan, do you want to?
Yeah, it's miscellaneous technical support. It's for $240.
Okay.
Oh, that's just for continued site inspections on the Lowe's.
Okay. All right. I mistakenly looked at the outstanding invoices.
Yeah, that there's
all a right. Total. Is there a motion to approve invoice number 70138?
Approve.
Ready, seconding? Okay. All right. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That leaves nothing else on our agenda. At this point, I'll accept the motion to adjourn. All right, Jason's first.
Mm-hmm.
Second by Ray. All those in favor? Aye. Stay safe, everyone.
Thanks. It's bye, everybody.
Thank you, Mark. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
No problem. Mark. Have a good night, guys.
Bye, guys.
Be safe.
Bye.
Bye-bye.